listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 2. I am so grateful that you're here. And if you listened to Episode 1, then you already know what Season 7 represents: completion, reflection, renewal. And today we're going deeper because completion is not just about finishing tasks. Completion is about finishing cycles. And many cycles don't end because we're waiting for someone else to change. They end when we change. So today, we're going to talk about shadow archetypes. And when people hear shadow, they think it means something evil. And that is not true. In psychology and in clinically informed self-awareness work, shadow refers to the parts of ourselves we deny, depress, avoid, or refuse to acknowledge. And because we refuse to acknowledge them, they show up anyway. Your shadow doesn't disappear because you ignore it. It becomes louder in your relationships, your decisions, your parenting, your leadership, your anxiety, and your coping habits. So today's episode is titled Shadow Work: Completion, Reflection, and Renewal Through the 12 Shadow Archetypes. And let me say this with love: you cannot renew what you refuse to reflect on. And you cannot complete cycles you keep repeating. But before we jump in, let's take a moment to arrive. Wherever you are, pause. And place one hand over your chest and one over your belly if you can. Inhale slowly and hold for a second. And exhale. Again, inhale slowly and hold for a second. And as you exhale, releasing tension and releasing performance. And now whisper this to yourself: I am safe to see myself clearly. I am safe to grow. I am safe to change. And Season 7 isn't about perfection. It's about truth. And truth is what completes cycles. So let's normalize this first. Shadow archetypes are not bad personalities. They are protective patterns. And most of these parts form because at some point in life you learned, I am not safe. I am not enough. I need to be easy to love. I need to perform to be valued. And I need control so I don't get hurt. Shadow archetypes are coping strategies that became identity. So when we talk about the victim, the pleaser, the controller, or the perfectionist, and so on, it's not saying that you're broken. What it's saying is that a part of you learned how to survive. But what helped you survive may now be blocking your renewal. So I want you to keep this in mind through every archetype that I explain. Completion: what cycle am I done repeating? Reflection: what is this archetype protecting me from feeling? And renewal: what healthier response can I practice now? That is the Season 7 pathway. All right. Now get your journal, get your notes if you're able to, because I'm about to call us all the way in with love, of course. And as I name each archetype, I want you to ask yourself, where do I see this in me? And not to judge yourself, but to free yourself. The first one is the victim. The theme is I'm powerless and nothing ever works out for me. The victim archetype isn't weakness. It is what happens when a person has experienced repeated disappointment, trauma, oppression, betrayal, and they internalize the belief that they have no power. The victim says, "Why does this always happen to me? It's never going to change. I cannot. And nobody helps me." Completion. I am completing the cycle of helplessness. Reflection question. What did I survive that made me stop believing in my power? And renewal practice. Choose one action today that proves that you still have agency, even if it's small, because small action is how power returns. The martyr. Theme: I sacrifice myself to be loved and resent everybody. The martyr is the person who overgives, overextends, and overfunctions, and then gets angry because no one reciprocates. But let me tell you the truth. The martyr isn't always giving out the love. Sometimes they're giving out fear. Fear of abandonment, fear of not being needed, fear of being rejected. Completion. I'm completing the cycle of self-abandonment disguised as generosity. Reflection. What do I think will happen if I stop sacrificing myself? Renewal. Say this: I can be loving without leaking. The controller. Theme: if I control everything, I won't feel anxious. The controller tries to micromanage because uncertainty feels dangerous. The controller might come from unstable relationships, unpredictable caregivers, chaotic homes, or environments where trust was unsafe. So control became safety. Completion. I'm done trying to control outcomes to avoid discomfort. Reflection. What am I afraid will happen if I let go? And renewal. Practice tolerating uncertainty in small ways. Not everything needs a plan. The pleaser. Theme. If I keep everyone happy, I will feel safe. The pleaser often learned early conflict equals danger. Rejection equals abandonment, and being disliked equals unsafe. So they became agreeable, but disconnected from themselves. Completion. I am completing the cycle of earning belonging. Reflection. Where did I learn that love must be earned? And renewal. Start practicing honest discomfort and say no without a speech. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. The perfectionist. Theme: my worth is what I produce. The perfectionist believes mistakes are not human. They are evidence of unworthiness. So the perfectionist overworks, overprepares, overthinks, struggles to rest, and struggles to receive love just for being. Completion. I'm completing the cycle of self-worth being tied to performance. Reflection. When did my nervous system learn that I must be exceptional to be loved? Renewal. Let yourself do something at 80% and still be proud. The inner critic. If I attack myself first, no one else can. The inner critic believes harshness is protection, but it's not. It's an internal bully. Completion. I'm completing cycles of self-humiliation, reflection, whose voice does this sound like, and renewal. Replace criticism with coaching. Say something to yourself like, I can improve without shaming myself. The sabotager. I ruin what I want because I'm afraid to have it. The sabotager shows up when success feels unfamiliar. Sometimes your nervous system doesn't feel failure. It fears change. Because change means visibility, responsibility, grief, vulnerability, and people judging you. So you procrastinate, you ghost, you delay, you quit. Completion. I'm completing cycles of abandoning myself at the finishing line. Reflection. What part of success feels unsafe? Renewal. Take the next step before you feel ready. The avoider. If I don't feel it, it can't hurt me. Avoidance can look like scrolling, food, alcohol, procrastination, isolation, or emotional shutdown. Avoidance isn't laziness. It's fear of overwhelm. Completion. I'm completing cycles of numbing. Reflection. What emotion am I avoiding? Renewal. Name it gently. I feel. And you can add a word. And then say, and I can handle it. The narcissist. Also known as the ego. Theme. I must be superior so I don't feel inferior. Now let's be real. This archetype triggers people. But shadow work is truth work. The ego archetype protects shame through defensiveness, entitlement, arrogance, needing admiration, and inability to apologize. But underneath is often deep insecurity. Completion. I'm completing cycles of protecting myself through superiority. Reflection. What am I trying to avoid feeling about myself? Renewal. Practice humility without humiliation. The judge. If I criticize others, I feel safer. The judge avoids vulnerability by staying in evaluation mode. Judgment can be harsh opinions, gossip, moral superiority, rigid standards. Often, it is anxiety masked as certainty. Completion. I'm completing cycles of using judgment as armor. Reflection. What is it about their life that triggers me? Renewal. Trade judgment for curiosity. The rebel. Theme. Don't tell me what to do. The rebel can be powerful, but the shadow rebel is reactive. They resist even good guidance because control was taken from them before. Completion. I am completing cycles of resistance that cost me growth. Reflection. When did compliance become unsafe? Renewal. Choose intentional autonomy. I can decide without being defiant. The rescuer. If I fix everyone, I won't have to face myself. Rescuers overfunction, carry emotional labor, feel responsible for everyone, struggle to receive help, struggle to rest, and often choose partners they can save. Rescuing can feel like purpose, but it can also be a trauma response. Completion. I'm completing cycles of over-responsibility. Reflection. What happens when I stop saving others? Renewal. Let people be responsible for their own healing. Now let's take a breath. Inhale slowly and hold for a second. And slowly exhale. So I just gave you all a lot of information. And now what I would like for you to do is just choose one archetype that resonated most today. And just one. and write, this archetype shows up when it protects me from, it cost me, I am choosing renewal by. And now repeat this after me. My shadow is not my enemy. My shadow is part of me asking for healing. And I can change without shame. And as I close today's episode, I want to remind you, shadow work is not a trend. It's a pathway to freedom. And season 7 is not about more productivity. It's more about alignment. So let this be your truth today. Completion. I am done repeating cycles that cost me my peace. Reflection. I'm willing to tell the truth about myself with love. Renewal. I am choosing new responses, new habits, and new healing. So until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.